The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. Now, in its 28th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Let's start our iHealth show with some hindsight. May you have the hindsight to know where you've been, the foresight to know where you're going, and the insight not to call her when you're drunk, which has nothing to do with your eyesight. Hey, aloha, good morning, and welcome to the iHealth edition of Dr. Health Radio. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy, as we do it each and every week at this time here on the program. And we thank you so very much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend, which we do hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Today in the program, it's the iHealth show. We focus our attention to your peepers and the most important sense, your vision, of course. Dr. John Corboy joins us in just a few minutes after these announcements and the Health Hotline news. He's a veteran ophthalmologist here in Honolulu, and he'll give us a lot of insight on eyesight, on your eyesight, everything from cataracts to contacts and all the things that have to do with your eyes. This is Healthy Aging Month, the month of September, so we're going to talk a lot about some of the diseases that affect the eyes as we age. Things like macular degeneration, that's why it's called age-related macular degeneration, as well as cataracts, the most common surgical procedure in America, glaucoma, dry eye, and lots of other things. So from dry eyes to styes, cataracts to contacts, we'll cover it all, or as much as we can, in the hour we have for you with Dr. John Corboy in just a few minutes. What do I call a woman who wears too much glittery makeup and mascara? She has metallically refractive eyes, otherwise called MRIs for short. That's what I call it. Nothing to do with the medical diagnostic procedure, the MRI testing, but she has MRIs if she has metallic. You know how some of these women have that glittery makeup on, that metallically refractive eyes. Okay, so much for MRIs. You know, speaking of eyes, I'm so behind the times technologically sometimes that I once thought an iPad was to reduce puffiness. You know those bags you sometimes get under your eyes? Well, apparently iPads are not that. Okay. And our anti-tech, speaking of technology, our anti-tech tip of the week, here's a quote from 60 Minutes news veteran Andy Rooney, who said, computers make it easy to do a lot of things, but most of the things they make it easier to do don't need to be done. And the takeaway message there is just because your electronic device can do something, it doesn't mean you have to become dependent on it or addicted to it and do all the things that it does. All right. This is September 22nd, and it's the anniversary of the ice cream cone. Back in 1903, Italo Marchionne immigrated from Italy in the late 1800s and went on into going into business in New York. He had a pushcart dispensing lemon ice, and he had the idea to develop a cone for it, first made of paper, then later of pastry. And on September 22nd, 1903, his application for a patent for his new mold was filed, the ice cream cone. Today is also, in Japan, it's a national holiday, autumnal equinox day, September 22nd. And today is National Centenarians Day. You know, we've never had, I have never, in the 28 years I've been doing this show, never had a centenarian on. I need to. If you're out there and you're a centenarian, we'll have you on the show, okay? All right, just call the station and we'll arrange it. We have had, you know, a lot of people close, like Jack LaLanne was 96 when we last had him on. And we a couple weeks ago, we had the Love Boat creator, Geraldine Saunders. She turned 95 on our 28th anniversary, actually. But anyway, this is a day to recognize and honor individuals who have lived a century or longer. And, you know, here at Dr. Health Radio, 100 is the new 70. That's what I like to think of it as. Next hour first, I'll tell you about next hour's program, part two of Radical Metabolism. It'll be a segment of Radical Radio here. Last week we had Dr. Anne-Louise Gittleman talking about her new system of losing weight safely while at the same time you reignite your energy that you may have lost in your weight loss quest. So Dr. Gittleman will be with us for one segment. She'll be back to cover a few things that we did not have time for last week, as well as to recap her 21-day fat blasting program. Then in the second half of next hour's program, Dr. Michael McGee, MD, who, by the way, has a Stanford degree, is going to be talking about his new book on addiction, The Joy of Recovery, A Comprehensive Guide to Healing from Addiction. Hey, what do you call a sock and a shoe? What does a sock and a shoe have in common? Well, they're both about a foot long. Get it? And if you've been suffering too long from foot pain, whether it's one or both of your feet, this is a number to remember, 432. And if you go down to the Seniors Fair today and tomorrow, between 8:30 and 4:30 at the Blaisdell Center, it's a free event. You'll see the Step Ahead exhibit, and they'll be featuring all of their arch supports. They are Hawaii's arch support store, after all, and they'll have 30 to 40% discount on their products. It's the only time they do this, the only time of the year they do so. So today and tomorrow is the time to go down to the Seniors Fair, the Hawaii Seniors Fair at the Blaisdell Center. It's free, no admission charge. And if your feet are killing you, help is available. Just go to Step Ahead, booth number 432 at the Hawaii Seniors Fair, and they'll tune you up, or at least tune your feet up, and your feet will thank you for it. All right, straight ahead in the news, surprising news about surprises and how they can make you go blind, at least temporarily. Then you've heard of the vegan diet and the paleo diet. So what exactly is the pegan diet? Plus, which comes first, the chicken or the egg, when it comes to nutritional, the nutritional champion of the two? There's only one winner, and we'll tell you what it is. Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
If you're like most people, you've got a calendar to help you stay organized, or a day planner, or some PDA you're still figuring out how to use. And it helps keep track of the anniversaries and birthdays that our overworked brains can't remember. That way we know exactly when things will happen and how long we can put off making arrangements for them. But there are some things in life that we can't put on our calendar because we don't know when they'll happen, if at all. Like some sort of household emergency, or a disaster, or even a fire. But when it does, the time to prepare for it has already passed. So get together with your family today and prepare for the unexpected by establishing a family disaster plan with help from your local Red Cross. That way you'll all know exactly what to do in the event of an emergency, where to go, who to call, how to help each other. But do it today so you won't get caught by surprise tomorrow. When we come together, we become part of something bigger than us all. To find out how to make your family disaster plan, visit redcross.org. The American Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
Before we get into the news, let's give you the senior's health tip of the week, actually two of them. Number one is to watch the sugar, because as you get older, your body becomes more prone to sugar highs and lows. It's less able to deal with a high sugar because you've been whipping your adrenals and wearing out your pancreas with all the sugar you've been eating all your life. So include lots of fiber in your diet, which helps to blunt that sugar spike and, better yet, cut down on the sugar. Also, drink up, but not alcohol. But if you drink more water, that helps you become less prone to dehydration, which older people are more prone to dehydration. And you should actually drink more water as you get older than when you were younger, not less. And that's sometimes a problem because people have kidney conditions and issues. But it's very important to stay hydrated and helps keep your body organs functioning as well as keeping your skin looking younger as well. Okay, those are the two tips for seniors and everybody in general. Now, let's talk about some of the hidden dangers of smoking, drinking, and blindness. Well, adults who down 4 alcoholic drinks a day are 6 times more likely to develop age-related macular degeneration, which we are going to be talking with Dr. Corboy about, than non-drinkers. And smokers are also at increased risk for macular degeneration. It has to do with the free radicals. You know, cigarette smoke and alcohol produce extra free radicals. Of course, free radicals are normal and everybody has them, but you produce too many of them if you engage in those behaviors. All right, let's talk about eyes, because we're going to be talking about eyes with Dr. Corboy in just a few minutes. But ever wonder why, well, you probably didn't know this about scorpions, but they have apparently 12 eyes, and the 12 aren't enough, though, according to scientists. They just discovered another set. Well, actually, more than another set. It's unusual, but scorpions do have 12 eyes. And the way they discovered that they actually had more of these is kind of a serendipitous discovery. They were trying to find out why scorpions glow under ultraviolet light, which is invisible to humans, as you know. Well, while investigating how UV light illuminates a scorpion's exoskeleton, they found that the creatures can easily navigate in the light even when their eyes are covered. So it turns out the hard shell, is their 13th eye. How about that? Hey, I'd just be happy with 2 extra eyes in the back of my head, you know, or somewhere behind me. You know, think about it. Then you'd really have hindsight, right? Or maybe hiney sight, depending on where those 2 extra eyes were. Anyway, moving right along. Surprising news about surprises. Researchers at Vanderbilt University have found that surprises act as a blindfold on the brain. Listen to this. Whenever we're surprised, our brain loses the ability to perceive additional visual stimuli for around 0.5 seconds, which makes us practically blind in the interim. Fortunately, it's temporary, and the mechanism to ensure, or it's there to ensure our brain won't get distracted by unimportant things in a dangerous situation. All right, that's surprising news. What is the Pegan diet? Not to be confused with the Pagan diet. This is fusing the paleo diet, which is all so popular, with the vegan diet or veganism. And actually, this sounds pretty good. It's about 75% Pegan diet consists of plant-based foods such as fruits, veggies, nuts, and seeds. And then about 25% sustainably raised meat, fish, poultry, and eggs. And then beans and gluten-free grains eaten sparingly. Dairy off-limits. So, but that gives you enough variety and enough satisfaction that sounds like an easy diet to follow. And part 2 of our diet next hour, our diet show from last week, Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman joins us talking about her new book, Radical Metabolism. Did you know that by the year 2050, the number of Americans who are blind or visually impaired is expected to double to more than 8 million individuals? What's behind the trend is, the 2 biggest drivers, of course, the increase in the number of people living longer and the number of people with diabetes. And only about 20 to 30% of people who have diabetes get regular eye exams, so that's a problem. And 24,000 Americans go blind from diabetic retinopathy every year. All right, which comes first, the chicken or the egg when it comes to nutritional rivalry? Well, let's go down the list. Macronutrients, chicken. Okay, this is a 100-gram portion of both. So that's 3.5 ounces or so. So 31 grams of protein in the chicken, only 3.5 grams of fat, whereas an egg, well, 100 grams is about 3 eggs. So that has about, that's only about 2 eggs. 13 grams of protein, 9 grams of fat. So maybe the chicken's a winner there. What about micronutrients? Well, selenium, riboflavin, vitamin B12, they all have about the same there. Actually, eggs have more. And then brain gains, though, the University of Illinois found a link between the high lutein content of eggs, of which chicken has none, and improved cognitive fitness as you age, which can help defend yourself against onset of dementia. So the verdict is eggs win. All right, do we have time for one more article? Okay, good, good, good. This is on seniors' health as well. Diphenhydramine, the Benadryl and all the over-the-counter medications that calm allergic reactions, this can trigger delirium in older people. This is going to be, or it's under the category of being dazed by a drug, I guess. Yale University School of Medicine investigated this, and they found that patients 70 or older, they found that the diphenhydramine increased the likelihood of delirium by 70%. And look at all the people. I mean, this is such a common drug, common remedy for allergies and allergic reactions. It's, OTC, generally available. Drug is generally safe now for healthy people, I should say, but it works by interfering with acetylcholine, which is a chemical messenger in your nervous system, and older people are more sensitive to this interference, especially when they're ill. So, there's risks and benefits, and just be aware of that. All right, let's see. I think that is it. I covered the that tip, and we have one more minute. Do we have? No, not really. Okay, tell you what. We'll save this for next hour. Dumbbell brands, why it's important to switch brands of dumbbells, what's that about, and an odd sport for fitness, juggling. It's a combination of juggling and jogging. We'll see if we have time for that in next hour's program and the fitness file. And we'll also have matters of sexual health next hour as well. But stay tuned now for Dr. John Corboy and matters of the eyes. Use your ears to improve your eyes in the next hour of Dr. Health Radio. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
Welcome back to Lifestyles of the Fit and Healthy here on AM 690 and 94.3 FM. Actually, yeah, I did say AM 690. The mighty AM 690, the mighty 690, I should say. And it's David Snow on your radio. Thanks so much for joining us and making us part of your weekend. Hey, ever seen someone with a bilateral preorbital hematoma? Sure you have. It's the medical description of a black eye. Well, so much for terminology. Hey, no matter what color your eyes are, we want them to be healthy. And here in the studio to help us do that is Dr. John Corboy. He's the president of the Hawaiian Eye Foundation, which does humanitarian work around the world to enable poor people to see better. He's helped Hawaii residents to see better for decades, and we'd like to welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Dr. Corboy. How the health are you?
Hi, David. It's so nice to be here.
Another
today.
Radio veteran. I forgot to say that you had your own radio show on eyes for 15 years.
We had a call-in radio show and loved it, and I'm delighted to be here. Thanks for inviting me today.
You know, it's been too long, and why didn't we do this sooner?
Well, it's too late to do it sooner.
Okay. All right. Well, the time is right. And so it's Healthy Aging Month, as you know. September is every year at this time. So let's talk about how our eyes age, because we're all aging, no matter how old we are now, and why some people have eyes that are actually older than the rest of their body, if you will, and that is that their eyes have aged more rapidly than some of their other body parts. So let's talk about diseases related to aging first.
Okay.
The main one being cataract, which is the most common surgery in America. Let's start out with that.
Or was that the second most common?
Well, there's circumcision. There's the two.
Only for half the people. But all the
that's
people,
true.
Everybody
You're
will
right.
get cataract if they live long enough.
That's true.
All of your listeners are just heading for cataract time.
Just a matter of time,
Well, the first aging thing that most people notice, David, is in their 40s when they have to hold reading material a little further away.
Mm-hmm.
And then further away and squint, and then finally they realize they are candidates for reading glasses. And this is called presbyopia, literally old sight.
Mm.
And that's the first thing that most of us notice, and we get some cheaters. We buy some reading glasses at the store and do quite well. And then the next thing that can begin to happen to many people is glaucoma. This is high pressure within the eye that causes damage to the nerve in the back of the eye and reduces the visual field, in other words, the side vision.
Mm-hmm.
Because it affects side vision, people don't notice it at all.
The peripheral vision.
Yeah, peripheral vision. And during my practice here, we had a lot of patients who were referred in from the court because they had automobile accidents, and they swore they didn't see the other car coming, you know, and it's because their side vision was reduced, but they still had 20/20 vision straight ahead.
Gotcha.
So the judge would say, you go see the eye doctor, whatever, and so they did. And it was very interesting.
And maybe that's why most accidents occur in intersections, because you have to have the side vision from
lanes changes. When they don't see the other car there beside them, and so forth. So that's glaucoma, and that's an elevated pressure within the eye. It's generally treated quite successfully using eye drops.
Okay.
Occasionally we use laser, and rarely we use surgery to allow the fluid to flow out of the eye better or to flow into the eye slower, so the pressure is not elevated. And then that once the pressure is controlled, then the person no longer is losing side vision.
Now, as far as causes of glaucoma, Dr. Corboy, are there any defined causes?
There are two basic kinds. One's called narrow angle glaucoma. And mm-hmm. that is caused by a pure anatomic reason. It's how the iris, the colored part in the back of your eye, mm-hmm. How that is placed and whether you're a farsighted person and so forth. And that's an anatomical issue. And it can lead to this narrow angle glaucoma, which is a abrupt acute elevation of pressure.
Oh.
People get blurred vision, red eye, great pain, and they go blind within a day if it's wow. not treated. That's huh. that's relatively rare,
mm-hmm.
but that's based on anatomy. The other kind, open angle glaucoma, is the most common one, and that's just related to aging, mostly collecting debris in the drainage canal of the eye.
I see.
It's like just so much pigment from the iris, and so if you threw a lot of trash into mm-hmm. the drain, you know, it gets hair going down your drain. That's a good analogy, mm-hmm. you know. And so that just gets clogged up, and so that's we treat that with the drops or the laser, and rarely with surgery. But there's nothing that you really do to cause either of these. It's not your fault.
It's not like if you have high blood pressure, no, that has no bearing on the pressure of the
absolutely.
Eyes.
Absolutely. Not connected with any of that.
Okay.
The third thing that's and probably the one that's really common ultimately that everyone gets is cataract. Inside your eye is a lens, and that lens, I don't want to get too complicated, but based on embryology, it's like from the same initial tissue that hair and skin is made of, we call ectoderm.
Mm-hmm.
And hair and skin grow throughout life. And the lens in your eye grows throughout life.
Really?
But it can't get any bigger.
Okay.
It's got to stay the same size because it's in a capsule
right.
that doesn't allow it to enlarge.
Mm-hmm.
An analogy is if you put on a tight shower cap for the rest of your life, you know, your hair would keep growing underneath it,
yeah,
you know, and uh-huh. it couldn't. It's got to go somewhere, so it just gets tightly compressed.
Mm.
What this does is it leads the lens to get cloudy, yellow, cloudier, denser, and the symptoms are that your vision becomes more and more blurry, far and near. Things take on a little yellowish cast. People don't notice, but blues fade away. Anyway, it leads to reduction in vision. And you go to the doctor, and he says, "Mercy, you've got a cloudy lens. We need to do something about that." Well, what can you do? You can take that lens out and replace it with a new lens. Now, years ago, we replaced it with a big, thick cataract eyeglass. They used to call them Coke bottle
bottom. Oh, sure, yes, right.
And then we moved to contact lens, but many older people have trouble with those. Dexterity and arthritis and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
The miracle really of the last 20 years is the introduction of the intraocular lens. This is a lens made of plastic, silicone, different synthetics, and this replaces the power of your original lens. It's an absolutely life-changing process.
And is it a lifetime effect?
Yes, it lasts. We put it in, it lasts for the rest of your life.
Okay. It doesn't go out of focus?
No, sir.
No, I forgot to mention at the outset or ask you, you're not going to give us any hocus-focus information, are you?
No, I'll give you the real thing.
Okay, yeah, that's what we want.
Patients often would ask me, is this going to last long? And usually they're about 60, 70, 80. And I said, well, I'll put this in, and it'll last as long as your first one did.
I like that.
So I'll give you another 80 years with this one. God gave you one for 80 years or 70 or 60.
Why can't they do that with teeth?
Wouldn't that be nice? I'll take a bite out of that.
Yeah.
Actually, these are geriatric situations, and the cataract happens in older people. Mm. However, children can be born with cataract
due to malformations
of the lens.
Okay.
I've taken cataract out of infants, really.
Interesting.
And, under a year old, let's mm-hmm. say. So it can happen anytime throughout life. What I like to explain is that cataract is like gray hair. Some people get gray hair in their 30s and others 50s and some not even mm-hmm. till they're 80.
Yeah.
But ultimately, we're all going to get gray hair. And ultimately, everyone listening today is going to get cataract.
Cataract.
I had mine out years ago when I couldn't see to do what I needed to do. And incidentally, that's a good point. People will say, well, when should I fix my cataract? And I say, you fix it when you can't do what you need to do. Now, if you're an airline pilot or a marksman, you need
to do Tiger Woods.
A little earlier.
Yeah. Right.
Whereas if you do nothing but watch TV and you don't read much or anything, well, you could wait longer.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's possible you could wait and never have it done if you checked out early before you
sure.
needed.
Yeah.
But most people have it done in there, you know, once they can't see to do what they need to do, and it changes everything. We have people that couldn't fly the airplane, or they couldn't do the fishing flies, or they couldn't embroider properly. And they say, my God, they say, Doctor, I didn't realize the cobwebs I have in my home. You know, once I now you show me what right. I can see all the dust. Uh-huh. I don't like this anymore.
And the lights are getting dim. There's something wrong with electricity.
It
or
is. They all want to keep putting a bigger bulb in this because it's getting dimmer and dimmer,
yeah,
and
right,
they don't
yeah.
quite realize what that is.
Exactly.
But that's cataract. But the beauty of this is that the operation is so successful. Our complications are, you know, one in a thousand sort of thing.
But just to be on the safe side, most of the time it's done one at a time, right?
One at a time. Yeah. We do one eye and then make sure that all is well,
good.
And we might do the second one a week later,
yeah.
mm-hmm. maybe, but never at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
Except on some of our missions where we may have a totally blind person who's never seen their grandchildren, a terrible swollen lens, and we might have to, if we're leaving tomorrow, we might have to do both today, but that's rare.
Right,
that's
right. Rare. And we'll talk more about your foundation, the Hawaiian Eye Foundation, Dr. Corboy, when we take this bottom of the hour station break. I have many more questions for you, including LASIK eye surgery. What about that? We'll talk about nutrition of the eyes and the eyes, the future of eye care, and many more questions having to do with your eyesight. Can you do anything for my hindsight or foresight?
Not for the hindsight.
Oh, shoot. Darn.
Sorry about that.
Come on. Okay, back after this on the iShow here on Dr. Health Radio with my guest, Dr. John Corboy. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy. Dr. Health continues right after this. Oh, and when we come back, we'll have three surprising facts about your eyes you probably don't know. Stick around right after this as Dr. Health continues.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is that there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you five dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu, a service of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690, The Answer.
Snow,
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 snow.
It is David Snow on your radio. All right, three things you probably don't know about your eyes, or maybe you do. 75% of Americans either wear glasses or contacts.
Mm-hmm.
The number
sense.
Of times you blink, 12 times per minute, and the percentage, this is the most surprising to me, colorblind. Now, you've talked about, we talked during the break about women versus men, they're colorblind in different colors, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So 8% of all men are colorblind. In fact, I just took my driver's test for license renewal, and they had that. I forgot that they did that because I hadn't done it for 10 years, but of course I
Of course you passed
with no problem. In fact, I passed the vision test with no problem. But only 0.5% of women are affected by color blindness. No,
that's correct.
That because just genetics and Y X
chromosome? It's on the Y chromosome, the color blind.
Oh, interesting. And you said that men are usually colorblind in reds and greens. Is that correct?
Yeah, and women, it's blue, yellow, something like that. I don't forget the spectrum.
Oh, interesting.
But it's quite different.
Hey, have you ever heard of an eye baby?
An eye baby? I don't think
I stumped you. Yes. It's the tiny reflection of yourself in someone else's eye. That's called the eye baby.
Yeah, there's the error. You know, that blink rate is interesting. You said 12 times a minute, but that's if you're calm. If you're nervous,
yes.
And if you're lying,
that's
you
right.
You blink. It's fascinating. That's part of the body language that they look at when you're having a lie detector test.
I did read that. Yeah, interesting. Well, let's get back to before the break. If you're just joining us, by the way, we're talking to Dr. John Corboy from the Hawaiian Eye Foundation, and we were talking about cataracts and glaucoma and things that are affecting our eyes as we age. Macular degeneration, let's talk about that, the wet and the dry.
Yes, that's one more of those. Also comes with age. Macular degeneration relates to the genetics, of course, and the circulation in the back of your eye. And there are two basic types. One is the common one is called the dry type, and then the uncommon but more devastating is the wet type. And wet type is related to bleeding in the back of the eye and swelling of the tissues. It's often treatable with laser to close the blood vessels that are leaking.
Okay.
And the dry type is there's nothing leaking. You can't laser it. There are some nutritional factors involved, we think, and there are a lot of genetic factors. And but right now there's no breakthrough treatment that helps.
Okay.
What we do is ancillary treatment. Like we can't treat the retina, but we can magnify the image with magnification. We have, for people who need help reading, we have video cameras that can take the text of the book and put it on a big screen for you. These are called visual aids. Mm-hmm. They go everything from a hand magnifier to a book reading video machine. And these are all very helpful.
Okay.
There are magnifiers that people use in their car that they can hold up to read a street sign, little telescopes. There's lots of those available, but those are to deal with your disability, really, but they don't actually change the condition.
Yeah, they don't get to the root of the problem. Yeah. Now, since you mentioned, Dr. Corboy, the nutritional aspect of macular degeneration, here's a study I'm sure you're familiar with, the AREDS study, which has nothing to do with color. It's not a REDS. It's AREDS stands for Age-Related Eye Disease Study, and where they took some key nutrients, copper, zinc, vitamin E, C, and beta-carotene, and then it was found to reduce macular degeneration or age-related macular degeneration by 25% over 5 years. But then they did, 5 years later, the same research group did another study. They introduced three additional key nutrients, namely omega-3 fatty acids, lutein, and zeaxanthin, which is a carotenoid compound, things that you find in, or nutrients you would find in kale and spinach, green vegetables. Anyway, they had an 18% lower risk of progressing to age-related macular degeneration compared with the first group. And so, I mean, nutrients, it's even more important as we age, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And this bears out what Grandma told you in the first place.
Eat your vegetables.
A well-balanced diet and eat your vegetables.
Yeah, right.
That's absolutely right.
What kind of diet do you follow as a doctor?
There's no name for it. I just try and eat less than I want.
That's the Japanese custom. It's hara hachibu, I think it's called. And it's you leave the table when you're two-thirds full.
That's a very good one. And I try, of course, to keep it balanced, the protein and and lots of veggies, which are very filling.
Eliminating sugar.
I don't do sugar, don't do butter, whatever. People say, well, what about exercise to lose weight? The best exercise to lose weight is push-aways.
Push-aways. That's Jack Lane and I used to say that.
And they'll say, you mean push-ups? I said, no, push-aways.
Push-aways.
Push-away what? push away yourself from the table.
That's for sure. Yeah, that's a whole other program, but good advice indeed. Let's talk about the latest in contact lenses. You mentioned about how they work and also the lenses that replace your own lenses when you have cataract surgery. But what about contact lenses? You know, some people wear the tinted lenses, and I think I have an article here where now they can even test your blood sugar, and they're coming out with new high-tech lenses that are going to, basically give you a diagnostic report of your body.
These are all great ideas. Many of them are flash in the pan, mm-hmm. but on the other hand, many will bear out. It's very nice to have a contact lens that can tell you your blood sugar, perhaps, but I think that's a little – there are other ways as well.
right.
You can also just dip a thing in your urine and,
yeah.
you know.
Uh-huh. But so. it beats a prick of the finger if you have to test your blood sugar,
you know,
if you're type 1 or type 2 diabetic.
Yeah, and of course it's much more comfortable not to have to prick your finger.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of diabetes, Dr. Corboy, let's talk about diabetic retinopathy, which is one of the main – it's so common, tens of thousands of people – come down with it, or actually it causes blindness. And I think 24,000 people a year that have diabetes go blind every year here in America.
Millions and millions of people. And in Hawaii, it's a particular concern because Polynesians tend to have a propensity toward diabetes.
Mm, right.
It's generally type 2 based on dietary issues.
Yeah.
Remember the old days? The heavy people were seen as beautiful, and so there's that common thing. We noticed this with our foundation years ago when we began going to Tonga, mm-hmm. that heavy people tended to have diabetes. And we noticed that also Polynesians, when they do get diabetes, get it worse than Caucasians or other groups. In terms of the retinopathy.
Oh,
in other words,
interesting.
More get the diabetes, and those that do get a worse retinopathy. And what the retinopathy is bleeding from small vessels inside the back of the eye. And this blood blocks the vision, it swells the tissue, distorts the anatomy in the back of the eye, and it's can be devastating.
Wow.
The only treatment we have at the moment is doing laser treatment to close the vessels so they don't bleed.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, to kill the retina so it doesn't ask for more blood vessels. So it is these tissues. Well, we treat both the tissue and the blood vessels. To put it that way.
So it sounds like prevention is a heck of a lot better than cure.
A lot better than cure. If it's, and I often remember the phrase, you know, we dig our grave with our teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
Or with our
spoon. And forks. yeah, that's for sure, yeah. Now, let's shift gears and talk about dry eye, another condition that's often associated with aging. I know that omega-3 fatty acids can help. I want to give you a packet of this. It's not a sponsor, but a Core Omega omega-3 orange squeeze. It's a
thank you very
little,
much. Oh, how nice!
A little omega-3 supplement that you can just tasty.
Pop this in my mouth.
Yeah, it
looks like fun.
Show.
Thank you, David.
So, do you take any omega-3 supplements, or you just eat fish in your diet?
I do omega-3 capsule once every day. It's 1,000 milligrams or whatever
good.
It is. Yep, and so I do that. Can't hurt.
Sure.
I also try to eat a lot of fish. I've moved away from beef, and I still do chicken, but I fish. I'm a great poke eater.
Oh, yeah.
I must eat pounds of fish a week, actually. Someone said, how's your mercury level? Well, I don't know. I haven't thought about that.
you don't want to test it. You might
I don't want to know.
All right.
Because I just love that Foodland poke.
Okay.
I have so much fun with that.
Right. So as far as dry eye goes, just
dry
stay
eye,
nutrient rich in your diet.
That helps. It's we have some surgical approaches and medical approaches. The first thought is if your eye is dry, mm-hmm. you can wet it. So we have various eye drops that you can put in.
Like Restasis, is it?
Yes, like Restasis. And I don't keep up with all the brands but the problem is that the ones that keep your vision clearest and don't make it blurry, mm-hmm. tend to be blinked out quickly.
Oh, I see.
Whereas those that cling to the surface tend to give you a little blurring of your vision. So
it's just
gummy, so to speak. Yeah. And so that's been the challenge. And there are every year there are two or three new formulations that come out. When I go to the national meetings, you know, there's here's the very best formulation, and they all some are a little better than others, but Restasis is a good one. So that's the first thing. When your eye is dry, you can wet it with these drops, and they need to be used relatively frequently if your eyes are very dry. Everybody's got a little dryness as they get older, you know, and it varies with the humidity, and their emotions are a big issue.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, when you're bored, your eyes get dry, and you're trying to fall asleep, and, you know, whereas if you're excited, you blink more, and your eyes are wetter. Think of emotion when somebody's crying.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Or self-conscious. People tend to get wet eyes when they blush. You know,
That's true.
Part of a reflex in your facial nerve.
And then I've read where if you use electronics a lot, have a lot of screen time, your eyes tend to be dry because you don't blink as much.
Exactly. You aren't. Yeah. Your blink is like a windshield wiper, you know.
That's right.
So after you wet your eye, what else can you do? Well, we can put a little plug in the drain that carries your tears down from your eyelid, goes down into your nose. You know, that's why your nose runs when you cry.
Okay.
You know, people cry and blowing their nose.
That's the only exercise some people get is their nose running, not their feet running, right?
You're so full of puns. I love it. So we can close, put a little plug in there, punctum plug, to block that. Many times that works great. It's just an office procedure. If you don't like it, we can take it out.
Huh.
Sometimes it overdoes it. You know, now, doctor, you did a lovely job, but now my eyes are too wet.
Oh.
You know, I mean, that can happen. Then we can do something else. But there's also a laser that you can use to close the punctum. A lot of approaches that your ophthalmologist can deal with, but it's a challenge for older people, yes.
All right, one last break of the hour, Dr. Corriboy. We need to keep the lights on here so we can see each other and people can hear us on their radios at home or wherever they're driving or wherever they're listening to us this weekend. My guest, Dr. John Corriboy, and when we come back, I want to ask you about the Hawaiian Eye Foundation, exactly what it does and how people can get involved or more information about that. But first, a question of health. You've heard that sitting too close to your TV is bad for your eyes, but do you know why? This is a surprising answer. We'll have it when we come back from this brief break. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this, here on The Healthiest, 2 hours on radio.
Did you know that you have three brains? Yes, you heard right. Exciting new research reveals you have three brains: your head brain, your heart brain, and your gut brain. These three brains are like an orchestra with billions of neurons working together to create a harmonic symphony. This intricate relationship between these three brains impacts your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Three Brain Supplements from Natural Factors is a bold new innovation in mental health. It provides a whole-body approach to balance brain health and well-being. Start with the Three Brains Total Kit, which includes five supplements that are essential for three brain health. The kit provides foundational support for all three of your brains. Then, depending on your unique needs, choose from Higher Thoughts to enhance brain performance, Mental Sunshine for healthy mood balance, Serene Mind to relieve stress-related fatigue, or The Best Sleep for restful sleep. Learn more at ThreeBrainsHealth.com.
Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nakata. Where did you get that smile that makes you you? Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are a specialty.
Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nakata.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
We can see clearly now because we have Dr. John Corboy in our studio here talking about eyes here on the Eye Show on Dr. Health Radio. Hey, ever wonder where it came from, you know, where you heard, oh, you're sitting too close to the TV, that's going to be bad for your eyes, you're going to go blind. Well, doctor, let's put you on the spot.
You tell me. I haven't heard that.
It was started by a lamp manufacturer to sell more lighting. It had nothing to do with eye strain. But, you know, if you do sit, like, right in front of the TV, it's going to strain your eyes. But
course.
It's not going to – correct me if I'm wrong, but it's not going to make you go blind or anything.
No.
It's just not good for you, probably. But, you know, isn't that something? And did you know that reindeer have golden eyes in summer and blue eyes in winter?
I've not looked at reindeer that closely lately.
That would be cool, though, to have your eyes change color every season. I mean, this is the time of the season change, you know, in September. So
sounds like fun.
Let's get some rainbow eyes going on.
Sure.
All right, let's get back to our show on eyes and talk about LASIK. What's the latest in LASIK? A lot of people are still getting it, but it seems to have peaked in popularity, if you will. And even though it's still a procedure that's often done, but not as big as it was, say, a decade ago?
Well, it was big news a decade
ago.
That's what you heard about.
But
actually, more people get LASIK now than ever before.
Oh, okay.
And the price has fallen.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's not covered by insurance,
it's an elective.
There are no fixed pricing, so there's a competitive marketplace, which is always the best. And so many young people now who are especially those who are nearsighted and just don't want to wear their nearsighted glasses
or contacts
for social reasons, athletic reasons, different things, they just pop right in. I just had that one of my very close friends who was quite myopic just had that. My sister had that. My wife had LASIK. I mean, but it's no big deal. It's not a headliner anymore.
I see.
So it's happening a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think much more than ever, but and because it's been getting so inexpensive and because complications are so few. So
tell us what it is and why we should have it.
Oh, LASIK is a laser procedure where we change the shape of the cornea, the front surface of the cornea. And by changing the shape of it, we change the power of the eye. So if you have simple farsightedness or nearsightedness, we can do this procedure with the laser. It takes just a minute or so. And there are a couple of types of procedure. I won't get into that. But basically, it's laser reshaping of the front of the eye. It used to be mainly for nearsightedness, but now it also works for farsighted people.
Oh.
And it also can be used to treat astigmatism, which is a warp of the surface.
And how long does it last, typically?
Forever. You're changing the shape.
Okay.
Like if I, you know, cut off your finger, it lasts forever.
Because I have talked to some friends that say now I wear glasses, but, because it's been so many years since I've had the LASIK surgery.
Yeah, but they often...
But they don't have to wear it that often.
No, but yes, you could do a little more touch-up, perhaps.
Okay.
But oftentimes, they're confusing the fact that the LASIK was for their nearsightedness.
Oh.
But now that they're 40-plus, they need reading glasses. You know? And so they'll say, gee, you know, now my eyes are going bad again. But they're going bad in a different way.
I see.
So, or not going bad, but they're just changing in a different way.
All right. Okay. We talked about nutrition in the eyes. And before I ask you about your foundation, let's talk about, just spend a minute on the future of eye care. You know, there's gene therapy. There's, all the stem cell therapy. And, oh, by the way, what did one DNA say to the other DNA?
What was that?
Do these genes make me look fat?
Hadn't heard that one. That's very nice. Yeah.
So anyway, but what's the future of eye care as far as that goes, new technology?
Well, as Yogi Berra put it, predictions are very difficult, especially about the future.
That's good. Touché.
However, There's a lot going on, and I'd like to think that it's coming up that may be proved practical. Most of the changes are with stem cells and DNA relating to the retina itself in the back of the eye, providing new tissue or new opportunities for the tissues that are there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this has to do with the severe low vision patients with retinitis pigmentosa,
right,
and other issues. Some of the genetic ones may not be as much helped, but or the neurologic ones, but those with retina tissue itself, it looks like there are some events down the road that may prove very helpful for people with these serious retinal disorders.
All right, great. Good enough. That's good advice indeed. And then we just have a minute left, Dr. Corboy. So tell us about your foundation, the Hawaiian Eye Foundation, what it's doing right now.
Oh, the Hawaiian Eye Foundation, what it's doing right now is seeing people, the blind, poor, last year we sent 23 missions around the world.
Really? Wow.
We've been to 33 countries thus far.
Amazing.
Did almost 2,000 cataracts on poor blind people, and we're just doing wonderful good work. We started training programs as well in Thailand and then Vietnam. I've been in Vietnam now for 14 years doing training programs.
Excellent.
Myanmar, formerly Burma.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing training programs there for 6 years. And next month I'm off to Cambodia. I'm taking a faculty of 27 volunteer doctors, nurses, and technicians who are going
from just Hawaii or from?
No, from all over the world. I have several countries.
Okay.
Great Britain, Canada, so forth, Germany. But
that's very noble.
It's very exciting. I'd like to tell you about the evolution of it, but you've got a break coming up. So
well, actually, we're out of time. But is there a website people can go to?
Yes, HawaiianEyeFoundation.org.
Okay,
O-R-G. All one word, okay. All lowercase.
Okay, HawaiianEyeFoundation.org.
Yep. And we do work in Hawaii as well as overseas.
Great. Thank you so much, Dr. Corboy. We're going to have to make it a regular date.
I've got more to tell you, so we'll have to come back again.
But wait, there's more. Yeah, right. There always is. Reminder next hour. Oh, and by the way, we want to remind our listeners that you can listen to rebroadcast of this morning's show tonight on the station you're listening to right now, 9 p.m. We broadcast the show for Saturday Night Healthy. And next hour, after the top of the hour Fox News, we'll have The Fitness File, Matters of Sexual Health, The Funny Bone Pharmacy, and Dick Allgaier's Health Report next hour as well, as a lot more information for hour number two of The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. So stick around. After the top of the hour Fox News, I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.